The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Steve Kessler joins me this morning. Positive news from Cleantech Lithium, and the government in Chile has been making helpful announcements. Steve, tell us more.
Hi, Alistair. Yes, it was a very good announcement from government yesterday. Clearly, we've been telling the market for many months now that we're engaged on this sale process to get an operating contract, which is necessary to exploit projects. Now, we've said that we are the most advanced company in Chile, and we've introduced the DLE technology into Chile with strong support from the communities and from the government. And we are now entering a clear line of sight to getting the sale, which is what our shareholders want to see. And what the government declared yesterday is that, having received all these 88 expressions of interest for 16 salars, which it announced in July, it's concentrating on the six salars which it regards having the most favorable conditions for development. And one of the six is Laguna Verde. And that's very, very good. The government says it's prioritizing the development of these six. It will make announcements at a later stage towards the end of the year on other salars, but it wants to to see a fast track on these particular six. And the way it goes, the government has announced that submissions for the operating contract have to be in by the end of December. And it gives a number of qualifying conditions for people submitting those applications for CLs on those salars. And there is a tender process, and the government will review how best those companies meet the criteria. And the criteria are, one, you must be engaged in the lithium industry in some area, which we are, in exploration and development. You must have demonstrated that you have the financial capacity to develop the project, and we explained how we would do that in our RFI. And the most significant is that to get a CEOL, the developer must hold at least 80% of the mining licenses in the CEOL area that's being applied for, which we do. There is nobody else that can demonstrate that they hold the license position in Laguna Verde. So effectively, this is saying that the only company that is in a position to develop Laguna Verde is Cleantech Lithium. And that is one of the priority projects which the government want to see. So the next stage of the process is to engage with indigenous communities that could possibly be impacted by the development of each one of these salars. And we've also demonstrated to government that we started this dialogue process 2 years ago with the indigenous communities. And we have an alliance agreement for them to participate in the EIA for Laguna Verde. And we have the leaders of the indigenous communities standing up in public in front of government and saying they support Cleantech Lithium. This is the technology that can deliver increased lithium production in the most environmentally sustainable way. And they fully support Cleantech Lithium going forward with their sales. So they've been very, very important in demonstrating to government that we have that that support. So the process of dialogue is run by the government. They have to decide, is it necessary to have additional dialogue in the Laguna Verde area? If it does, it could be much shorter than for the other areas where there's been no development work at all. So we believe that during the next months, when the government starts the process in October, they'll very quickly see we have very strong government support. We will be submitting applications for the sale, which demonstrates we have the license area, so there's no potential conflict with other parties. The government also importantly state there's only going to be one sale granted for each one of these saline systems. And that's what we've been saying all along. It's very important to have just one operator there where you can manage the extraction and the reinjection, no wells to manage the aquifer, no interference, no from other parties. The government again makes it very clear. It wants to see 3 to 4 new projects in development in 2026. It sees a 70% increase in lithium production in Chile by 2030. We've had at the announcement yesterday, it wasn't just the Ministry of Mines, but it was the Minister of Finance and also standing there and saying, this is what Chile wants to do. We want to develop our lithium industry. These are the 6 priority projects in the private sector that we want to go ahead. And we believe that out of the 6, we are the most advanced out of those 6. So we'll be the first in line to deliver on the government's objectives to get new production quickly into Chile. So I think this is very, very important for the company. We've had a number of potential investors and shareholders a bit concerned. How do you know you're going to get the sale? What's the process? Is the government wanting to have control of all the lithium projects? And the government clearly said, no, this is, we want the public sector. Codelco's going ahead with projects in Maricunga and other projects in Salar de Atacama, but we want the private sector to lead the development of these new salars. And so this is, I think, a very strong message to our investor community that the Chilean government wants to see private sector investment, and it's saying we want to push ahead with the work to have the dialogue and to draft the sale contracts and get them signed as soon as possible so that we can start the development process.
So you referred to RFI a moment ago, and you've been talking a little bit there about sort of further applications. How sort of complex or simple do you think the sort of final bureaucratic hurdles that you're talking about are really going to be?
Well, I think for Laguna Verde, it's been prioritized for government, and they say they want to streamline the process, move forward decisively to get these things signed for Laguna Verde. Now, we made other applications for our other projects at Viento Andino and Arenas Blancas, and clearly they're in the other batch of saline systems, which are still being studied by government. The government said that they will be reviewing those and come out with another announcement towards the end of this year of the process for those other potential projects that Cleantech has. But at the moment, there is a green light and a clear path forward to move ahead to obtain the sale and do what government wants. Finish all of our technical studies, put together the strategic partnership, offtake agreements, get the financing in place to start construction, and do what we would like to do is to have first production end of 2027, and clearly assisting the government to develop the lithium industry and the economy in the Atacama region.
So Chile, one of the sort of world's famous mining destinations, really. It's not quite as well known for lithium as it is for certain other commodities like copper, but it seems to be deploying its mining know-how from a government level into developing its lithium industry quite effectively. And it seems that you guys are being sort of treated quite well. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, I think when you say Chile is less known as a lithium country, until a couple of years ago, it was the largest lithium producer in the world, and it has been overtaken by Australia. But the difference is that in Australia, they are hard rock mines, making a concentrate and shipping it to China for processing there using high carbon intensity processes. Chile, in the Salar de Atacama, with SQM and Albemarle, have been in the forefront of making direct battery-grade lithium chemicals, you know, carbonate and hydroxide, and can supply that directly into the battery supply chains of Europe and North America without having to process through China. So the technology exists in Chile and has for a long time in the technical development of these battery chemical, battery lithium chemicals, and the marketing of those, you know, into the world. We're seeing in Australia that they're trying to develop lithium hydroxide, you know, projects in Western Australia, and struggling because they don't have the, you know, the history, the technical and operational skills which Chile has got and has demonstrated for decades, that we possess the very the highest technical skills in the lithium industry outside of China, probably including within China as well. So strong skills in lithium as well as copper and other commodities.
Right, so you really are in the right location then.
Very much.
Just as we just before we close, you mentioned community relations a few minutes ago, Steve, and you know, during the summer you really did some sterling work in that area. Perhaps you could just sort of refresh our memory a little bit more about the details of that.
Yeah, unlike a lot of companies, we started engaging with the local indigenous communities when we first came into Chile. Just to refresh, there's nobody living within 100 kilometers of the project site, but we do pass through their territories, and they have an ancestral feeling for the spirit of the land. So we always, you know, took care of understanding their connection with the territory and involved them in all the work from the drilling, showing what we were doing in the pilot plant, the technology that we were going to apply when we built the pilot plant, show them how it was working, giving employment, you know, where we can on some of our projects. And what we've said is that as part of the process of putting the contract, the sale contract with government, we are going to volunteer, you know, a 1.5% royalty to go into a trust fund for the indigenous communities, you know, of the area, to be utilized, you know, for educational, health, welfare projects. And we'll work hard with them, you know, to help protect their cultural knowledge and heritage, you know, in the area. And when we had the inauguration of the pilot plant a couple of months ago in Copiapó, the president, Lady Acelia, who's president of the indigenous community, stood up in front of the presidential delegate and said, look, Chile, we know, wants to increase its lithium production, and every project will have an environmental impact. But what they've seen of the way that Cleantech Lithium is going to develop its projects and the use of direct lithium extraction and reinjection to preserve the water resource in the aquifer, you know, that to the indigenous community has the least environmental impact, and they totally support Cleantech Lithium in the development of its project. We had a lithium forum just a couple of weeks ago in Santiago, and the same lady, you know, stood up and again, you know, commended, you know, Cleantech Lithium as this is the way that we need to develop projects in Chile, is early engagement and talking, so that the community can give its views on the project and the development of the project, rather than just being told what is going to happen. It wants to be an active participant in how these projects are going to be developed. And we've shown that our approach gives an active role for the communities in the development of the projects, in particular in the EIA, and ensuring that the way that we develop the project has the minimum impact possible.
Yeah, DLE, a crucial aspect of that as well, of course.
Oh yeah, compared to the current production in the Salar de Atacama using evaporation ponds, now there's a big geographical area that's being disturbed. There's the water that's being pumped, you know, from the aquifer is just being evaporated and lost, and the communities there are concerned because the pumping of that water they believe is impacting the availability of fresh water to their own communities. So by using DLE and reinjection, we're demonstrating we do not use water from the from the aquifer, or if we use it, is absolute minimal amount.
Well, it's good to see you guys making such progress. Thanks for joining us and talking us through the latest developments, Steve Kessler.
That's a pleasure, Alistair.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.